Hey, you. Yes, you. Welcome to Pillow Talk, where late night thoughts meet grown-up conversations. I'm Destiny Shanae, your favorite bestie with the mic, serving real talk on love, sex, and all the confusing, messy-ish in between the sheets. Around here, we talk spicy and heal loudly. We don't fake the vibe, and we damn sure don't fake the orgasms. So curl up with your favorite tomorrow tea, close your eyes, and just listen to the sound of my voice. What's up, sexies and lovers? Welcome back to Pillow Talk, where no topic is too taboo and no feeling goes unspoken. Tonight, we're going way back, right? Way back to high school halls, late night house phone calls, where you had to whisper so you know you wouldn't get in trouble, right? So your parents wouldn't hear. Scribbled love notes, folded into them stupid triangle shapes. What was we thinking, folding those into those shapes? I never did because I thought this is way too much. So mine was a simple square. Ooh, and what about those slow dances in the gym where you swore that moment was going to last forever, right? Because I definitely did. I knew that we were going to slow dance again and again and again. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yes, I'm talking about the high school sweethearts. Forever love or just a season? This is a deep one. You know, I think it's a deep one because I was married to my high school sweetheart. So, yeah, a little bit about me. I was married to my high school sweetheart. It lasted for a long, 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 long time. Maybe too long. Maybe longer than it should have. But we're going to get into that. Because high school love is like no other. It's pure. It's intense. It's so new. It's your first one, right? But the real question is, does it last? I think the real question is, should it last? Should it last, or is it just the first chapter in the book of love? Depending on how toxic high school love is, I think it's just the first chapter in your book of love. Mine wasn't toxic at all. Mine didn't get toxic until later on. So, it was still my first chapter in my book of love. But before we dive into that, I wanted to know, what do y'all think? Thinking back right on your high school, who was your high school sweetheart? Do you still smile when you think of them today? Or do you wonder, what did you ever see in them? Talk about your high school sweetheart, right? That's crazy. So let's be real. There is something a little, it hits different, right? About falling in love for the first time. It's innocent. Like I said earlier, it's intense. It's new. It's not about bills, careers. It's not about you're doing the dishes. It's not about chores or taking the kids out, or it's not about any of that. It's about one thing and one thing only. Feelings. Those mixtapes, those long walks home, the text that keeps you up smiling at night. You grow up with that person. Maybe they saw you before you glowed up, right? But here's a question we rarely ask ourselves. Were we in love with them or just in love with the version of ourselves at that time? That's a deep one. Let me paint a picture. You're 16. The world feels wide open and someone chooses you. They see you before you glow up. You're writing names in notebooks, holding hands in hallways, and imagining a forever with this person. But sometimes that forever is just a snapshot of who you were back then. I actually want you to DM me. Let's talk, pillow talk underscore. Or you can email me, letstalk@pillowtalk@gmail.com. Tell me this. Do you still keep in touch with your high school sweetheart? Did it work out? Or did you outgrow each other? Alrighty, so we're jumping into segment two, growth and change. We're talking evolution here, okay? Let me ask you a question. What is the biggest challenge with high school sweethearts? Absolutely. If you said growth, because sexies, that's what it is. Growth doesn't always happen at the same time, at the same pace, at the same place. One person might be chasing dreams in a new city, while the other still figuring out what to do at home with the kids. And that's okay. But love that lasts has to evolve. Evolution. Everything evolves. Everything is an evolution. The world is an evolution, correct? It just can't be built on prom night promises and first time butterflies. Because, baby, we all know prom night promises and first time butterflies is enough to make you come on yourself. Okay? We already know that. So ask yourself this. Are we growing together or just holding on to a memory? Even though you guys get married, I still ask you, married high school sweethearts, did y'all grow together? Or are you really just holding on to a memory? When you're that young, you're still discovering who you are. And sometimes who you're becoming doesn't match who they're becoming. And that's okay. To have your best first memory of a high school sweetheart, that's an amazing memory. But what's even more amazing is knowing that you guys do not belong together if you are toxic. One of you might go to college in another state, start a new career, and meet new people. The other might stay home, figuring things out at their own pace, community college. Staying at home because maybe she already had a baby before you, so she can't go away to college. There's so many factors that you guys have to figure out when you're a high school sweetheart. And most high school sweethearts do not figure those factors out when they go straight from high school into the real world and still being together. Sometimes it's just you think you have it figured out, but in reality, I think it just figured itself out for you, right? So let's do this mini reflection. Do this mini reflection with me, okay? Ask yourself, am I staying because it's familiar or because we're truly growing together? Need a moment of calm in your chaos? Sip into your peace with Tea Morrow herbal blends for your body and rituals for your soul. Brew slow. Sip deep, heal loud. Start your tomorrow today with Tomorrow. You can find Tomorrow online at TEA-MORROW.store. Again, you can find Tomorrow online at TEA-MORROW.store. Okay, so I have some real stories for you guys. this is a different segment that we're adding in. And I posted this question online. Are you still with your high school sweetheart? Why or why not? And you know, y'all flooded the DMs. I got some really interesting takes on this. I also had a person tell me I have to run this back because she would like to be on the show and talk about her high school sweetheart. She gave me a little bit of the information. I did DM her back and I really do want her on the show. So we may have to run this back a little bit different though. So I picked these four because they had some interesting things. Just a few quick responses. Janelle, these were not anonymous either. Janelle said, we broke up in college. We were growing into two completely different people. I'll always love him, but we outgrew each other. I commend you. because at least you guys were able to do that in college and not take that and drag it on and hold on to it because everybody said you guys were good together, or everybody said, oh, you guys are high school sweethearts, or because you wanted to match some stigma. I'm so proud of you and your ex. Congratulations, Miss Janelle. All right, let's see what Marcus said. Still together 12 years later, married with two kids. We worked through the growth, didn't run from it. Marcus, I'm giving you your kudos because I was married to my high school sweetheart for 13 years and it devastated me when we broke up and we have three kids. It just devastated me. So I'm giving you your kudos. Shout out to you. Kudos, kudos, kudos. Tanya, what's up, girl? What did you say? We stayed together because it was comfortable. But after 5 years, I realized I didn't even know who I was outside of him. Leaving was hard, but necessary. Absolutely. So Marcus and Tanya, you guys have both of mine. And, you know, that's basically why we were together, because it was comfortable. Because I didn't think anybody would want me with three kids. Let's see what else. Yeah, it was just comfortable. It was the hardest thing to do. We left on good terms, though. We left not necessarily friends. I should say we divorced on good terms. We divorced as friends. So, because we didn't leave on good terms, but we divorced as friends. Are we friends to this day? We've been divorced since 2009, and no, we're not friends at all. Not at all. And that saddens me, because we should be. We have three beautiful children together and one grandson. And it saddens me that we are not friends. We can't be cordial. We can't even be near each other because he's saying stuff. And of course, my mouth isn't quiet. So if you say something to me, I'm going to say something to you. But okay, we're getting off the subject. Anyway, getting off the subject. Our last one, Chris. She's still my best friend, even though we're not together. That love shaped me. Chris, okay, Marcus, Tanya, and Chris, you guys spoke to my heartstrings. Because why? Because I say, Chris, I agree with you. I'm applauding all of you guys, all four of you guys. Let me tell you, Chris, I agree with you. Because that's what I wanted. I wanted him to still be my best friend. He shaped me to the woman I am today. He taught me makeup. He taught me how to just be girly. He taught me who I am today. My mother did not do that. I had to do that on my own. Even though I do not wear anything but eyeshadow and lipstick, he still taught me everything I know about makeup. He molded the woman I knew I wanted to be and to become. So, again, I do not hate the man. I dislike the way he treats my children, our children. But, again, I really liked him as a friend. I always told him we were better friends than we were ever lovers. Way better friends. So just know that there is no one size fits all, guys. Some high school loves do stand the test of time. Others are beautiful chapters, not the whole story. Mine is a beautiful chapter. So if you're listening and this speaks to you, pause and think. What did my first love teach me about the kind of partner I want to be now? Okay. Let's go. It's time for segment Red Light, Green Light. And that's not even what it's called, right? It's called Red Flags, Green Flags. Y'all, I'm so sorry, but my grand dog is in here and he's scratching his fleas everywhere. I so want to open the door and let him out, but I can't. Why? Because he's the one that likes to tear up stuff. He's the one that likes to go into stuff. He's the one that likes to get on top of the cabinets, even though he is a Cane Corso, and eat what's ever up there. So that's why he's in here. He always has to be in doggy jail. Do y'all have any animals that always has to be in doggy jail because they just do not know how to act? Well, this is this one. He's always in doggy jail. If he's not in his kennel, he's in somebody's room locked up. Because he doesn't know how to act. And he's a year old. And I heard somebody tell me that Cane Corsos don't start acting right until they turn three. Well, this one is probably not going to see his third birthday. Shh, don't tell him I said that. But he's not going to see his third birthday. Ever. Because, oh my. Does anybody want him? Please DM me. Let's talk pillow talk underscore. IG, DM me. Do you want this dog? He is truly for sale. He really, see, do you hear him? Exactly. There's nothing up here for him, and he's truly for sale, guys. Sit. Sit. I know. Okay. So, I am podcasting. Do you know that? Do you know what podcasting is? Well, I'm doing it. And you're breathing all in the mic. Okay? So, go. Alrighty, guys. Let's get back to this segment. Red flags, green flags. Let's call it how we see it, shall we? Red flag. You're staying because it's familiar, not because it's still fulfilling. Guys, we have to do both of ourselves a favor because you're not doing anybody a favor by staying. You really aren't. I know it's hard out there. I know the dating pool has piss in it. I understand on both sides because these females are only femaling. They're not being a woman. They're only females. So I know it's hard, guys, to get out here in this dating world. Girls, I understand it because these males are not menning. They are only meling and they are doing some strange things, okay? I am so glad that I am not in that pool. I am so glad that I don't have to worry about that because if I had to worry about that, I don't know what I would do. So if you're staying because it's familiar, get out of there. You can love somebody from a distance. You do not have to be with somebody to love them. You do not have to be with somebody to be their friend. Matter of fact, you don't even have to be their friend. High school, that was a chapter. Close it. If it's not fulfilling, close it. Green flag. Green flag. Green flag. We all love green flags. Yes, we do. You both allow space for individual growth while still building together. Let me tell you, that is the sexiest turn on a man, is individual growth and still building together. You supporting me individually as well as supporting our growth together. And I'm doing the same as you. That right there, that's a green flag, and that's the green flag that I want all day, every day. I'll take that. Support me. Tell me what I'm doing is right. Like the positive things. Be positive. Support my goals. Support my growth. Support what I want to do. Support what I am into. Support like some of my likes. And I'm not even saying like, but support me. Just support me. And let's build together. Because if we're not building together, we can't be together. There's no reason for us to be together if we're not building together. Okay? No reason. Stop. So, yeah, if we're not building, guys, y'all need somebody. Stop looking at relationships as just mommy and daddy. How about you start looking at relationships as building partners, too? Partners. Build something together. Build a company together. Invest together. Just do it together. Build each other up together. Build each other up individually. It is your favorite time of the night. It is my favorite time of the night. It is our favorite time of the night. Pillow Talk Confessions. Hey, hey. Pillow Talk Confessions. Okay. confession time, right? So these confessions are... Oh, I only have one confession tonight, guys. So this is... just one confession tonight. Oh my gosh, I thought I had two. I'm so sorry. Okay, so you ready? Let's see. This reads... And it's anonymous. There was a time I thought my high school love was the one. But looking back, I realized he loved a version of me that didn't even know who I was yet. And that's okay. That version of me deserved that love. But the woman I am now, she needed something deeper. Okay. I like that because she realized that she needed something for herself that was bigger, better, and deeper. I like that. Congratulations to you. Another question. If you're high school sweethearts and you are married now, when did you guys have the hard conversations? Was it early? Was it late? Did you guys never stop having them? You know, your goals, your boundaries, your dreams. I mean, before you guys got married, when did those hard conversations happen? That's what I would love to know. DM me. So, let me tell you a little bit about the reason why I chose to do High School Sweethearts. And it's a little small when it's, you know, small, about 20, 25 minutes. The reason I chose to sneak this High School Sweetheart episode in there, for those that don't know, and of course nobody knows yet, but the reason why I chose to sneak this in here is because I am an extra in my very first movie, Guilty Pleasures, and I'm super excited. Shout out to the writer and producer, Derek Pointer. Yes. I am super excited to be in my first movie. Yes, I'm an extra, and I'm so glad that I got chosen to do this. You know, it's an honor, guys, because it didn't have to be asked, so it was an honor. I was there learning. I am about to learn about film. I would like to be a director. I would like to produce and shoot film, so that's what I was there doing, learning and taking B-rolls and all that good stuff with Andromeda Media Galaxy. That is a media company, guys. If you need anything recorded, if you need anything, pictures for prom or pictures for back to school or pictures for anything, guys, Andromeda Media Galaxy, find them on IG, andromedia.gv. So make sure you check them out. But anyway, back to this movie. So Derek Pointer, I was introduced to him from one of his other movies, Blood for Blood on Tubi. Go watch it. Blood, the number four, Blood on Tubi. And I know people that are in the movie. And I know he's a really good friend of his. I is a really good friend of mine. So, yes, he asked me to be an extra in the movie. So, I'm super excited. Also, the director, guys. Y'all know the director, James Doohan. He's a director. Very good, talented. Just working with the two of them. Seeing how professional they are. Seeing how fun they are. Seeing how encouraging they are. It's encouraging to me, and I cannot wait because I plan on studying under James Doohan. So if you guys know who he is, go check him out. He's director James Doohan. He is in LA right now for 3 months directing a couple of series, TV series. So check him out, James Doohan, D-U-H-O-N, and Derek Pointer. The movie will be coming out, and of course, make sure y'all look for me. Anyway, alrighty, guys. So, final thoughts. Whether your high school sweetheart is still your ride or die, or just a page in your past of your beautiful book that you're writing, honor the love for what it was. Some love teaches, some love grows. Both are real and both are very, very valid. Until next time, stay soft, stay sweet, and make sure you stay strong. If this hit home for you, or you know someone who needed to hear this, go ahead and follow Pillow Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple, YouTube, you know, all of that. And for the behind the scenes tea, bonus confessions, and some unfiltered laughs, follow and subscribe to Let's Talk at Pillow Talk on YouTube. That's where the real combo continues. Want to slide in my DMs or just need to vent? Email us at Let's Talk AT Pillow Talk at gmail.com. You've just been wrapped in the warmth of Pillow Talk. Drift off knowing this. Your heart deserves peace, your love deserves presence, and you deserve someone who shows up for you. Until next time, sleep soft, speak your truth, never shrink to be seen, and let them earn your energy. I'm Destiny Shanae. Thanks for coming up with me tonight.